From Brill Legal Group, New York's premier criminal defense and disciplinary hearings law firm. This is Justice, one client at a time.
Crypto scam hits New York. The Office of New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood recently alerted the public to a phishing scam in which someone was pretending to be her. Her office used Twitter to issue a warning about the scam, which targeted more than 10 cryptocurrency platforms. The tweet said the Attorney General did not send a letter requesting information from them. The phishing letter claimed to be sent on behalf of Underwood's Virtual Market Integrity Initiative. It was written along the lines of an actual letter her office sent in April to 13 major currency trader platforms asking for details about their internal controls, ownership, and other practices and policies. The scam involved requesting information from the cryptocurrency platforms regarding operations, use of buoys, conflicts of interest, outages, and other key issues. The phishing letter was asking for a response by July. It included an attachment that appeared to be a Microsoft Word document. Underwood's office warned people who received that letter to refrain from opening the attachment. Phishing is a form of identity theft or attempted identity theft in which the scammer tries to obtain personal information from someone, such as their bank account details or online passwords. Such scams can take the form of a website, an email, or letter, as in this case, that masquerades as a trusted entity. If you are facing phishing charges, contact the knowledgeable defense attorneys at Brill Legal Group to discuss your legal options.
Are your rights in jeopardy? Call Brill Legal Group at 888-315-9841. Again, that's 888-315-9841. Or visit us online at brilllegal.com. That's brill-legal.com. This podcast may be freely shared, but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Unless the host introduced themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.